that started off pretty late. I don't know. I don't think the mic was working there for a second. But it looks like it's working now. So far, so good. I am charging my phone, so I don't know if that's going to cause some stupid bug like tends to happen with Podbean a lot. I had that episode a couple episodes ago where I was just reading, so it was in my foreground. And I guess since it was in my foreground, it was either really bad quality or just didn't record at all. So, but there's no way that I was going to just like not post it, because I don't even think people are listening to it. So whatever, if it doesn't go through, whatever. It's more of a personal journal for me at this point, just because I'm not gonna make any money off of it. It's not really getting much views or retainable viewership, right? So yeah, I don't know if I don't know how long I anticipate having this for, but yeah, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, you know, I don't care if I have one bad episode. The important part for me is that I did that episode and I posted it. I had done one time before, and I think I was kind of regretting like posting it, or I was just kind of thinking it over, so I held on before posting it. Because see, the thing is that I say some pretty awful things that I don't think I really mean, but I but is somewhat, you know, an over exaggeration of how I feel, right? I don't know why I do that. Maybe it's just like an attempt to be entertaining, but I know it's not really entertaining. But you know, I'm just learning, I'm just practicing, you know. That's the that's one of the whole reasons I do these things, you know, is to learn and to practice and to just keep a hobby going, you know. It's being an entertainer, being a an artist, you know, that's something that I know a lot of minorities strive for, but never thinking, you know, it would be possible. You know, I know if I had the capacity or the I was basically raised in this country, you know, as an immigrant. You know, if I had the capacity or the I don't know, if I was brought up thinking that I could do whatever I wanted to do if I just worked at it, I think I could have, you know, made something out of myself, or maybe work towards, you know, creating that future for myself, you know. But instead, I was told that I could do anything I wanted. And I don't know if I explained that, but just thinking about it doesn't make any sense. But let me try to explain what I'm talking about. So, I was told that I could do anything I wanted, I could go ahead and just do. So I was given permission, but I was never given the confidence that I could truly do it, or maybe a mentored into or told how I could do those steps. I was basically just said, you know, my mom was like, you know, anything you want to do, just go ahead and do it. But I wasn't told, any besides like going to school, you know. It's always like going to school, okay, well, like you didn't really go to school. Do you know how the school system works here? You know, what kind of courses do I need to take? You know, I didn't even know what questions to ask, you know, and even if I did, I don't know if my mom would have the capacity to answer. So what I'm getting at is, this is something I should have been doing when I was like 13, 12, 14, you know, when everything was small, when I had the opportunity, when I had the time, when I had the drive, when I had the motivation, you know, I did a lot of things, that were probably out of my, what I should have been doing, at a young age, but it certainly wasn't, you know, anything feasible, or it wasn't anything that I could sustain. And you know, I was actually thinking about this before I started this. And you know, I'm just realizing I didn't even say the date on this. So this is Monday, March 15th. But yeah, I didn't ever give it, you know, any, oh yeah. So, there was a couple times I wanted to start as a YouTuber, you know, and this was when back in the days, 06, 07, 08, 09, when, you could probably, get an audience just by the fact that there was, everyone was new, you know, everyone was doing their thing, everyone was pioneers, and, I actually did have a channel. I got monetized right away, because back then, you, didn't have to, you know, go through any loops. You just basically, went through the system and you got approved. And I don't want to talk about that account because, you know, but essentially what it happened was I, eventually want, like years after I created this, I wanted to start getting back into, and it had already been monetized, right? So I, you know, I worked at a call center, you know, and essentially we had so much downtime. I asked 10 people, go look at my shit. So YouTube interpreted that as some sort of, like monetization scheme, you know, or whatever. And that probably set me back, however many years, because, you know, this happened, maybe it was like 10 years, you know, so I had the account, you know, I had a couple video, I had one video that went viral, just a random video that I shot while I was in high school, and I had just a lot of short, miscellaneous, like, retarded videos. Oh, sorry for saying that word, I just meant, like, dumb videos, right? And then, you know, I had my colleagues who, you know, now from a technical perspective, kind of know where they're getting from, because from YouTube / Google's perspective, this was, like an Indian, you know, like, Indian call center scheme or whatever, where, you know, you have these bots or whatever, just, you know, you could buy, you know, I don't know why I said that, but I just imagine it's like some call center in India or like Romania, where you have all these people making cents on the dollar to just go through videos and whatnot. So, but anyways, I guess that's what they recognized, all the activity, like just a spike. Because remember, at the time, I had a couple videos that had gone viral, by viral maybe 100,000 views. But to me, that was a lot, you know, as a teenager. And, you know, I didn't even realize, like, I went back to it months later and I was like, holy shit, when did I accumulate all these views? And it kind of blew my mind. But, and since then, there's really no views, there's no new videos, you know. So when I was kind of entertaining the idea of starting, you know, to be serious about being a YouTuber, or just like being a content creator, I guess, you know, YouTube did their thing, that channel got demonetized, and, you know, after several attempts, I guess let's just leave it at that, you know, because I don't want to, like, get anything, yeah, I don't know, this stuff, what's it called, just scars I don't want to relive. But, you know, I could probably work it out if I got a lawyer and whatnot, but it's, that's over with, that channel's done and over with. And, you know, it was my first taste, though, you know, and I think I've done a pretty good job growing this, but I haven't, it hasn't grown organically because of the content. You know, I've just been really good at advertising and being in the right place at the right time. Like when streaming first started, when it became a big thing on YouTube, I holy shit, maybe I should get a Starbucks. Yeah, so when, yeah, I started just doing a stream when, you know, I had baby axolotls at the time, and I would just basically record them, and you know, I got a bunch of viewers during, or a lot of subscriptions during that time, but, you know, no real interactions or anything. It's just like, to me, it just seemed like passive people, like, just, they ran into it, they said to just subscribe, because I actually had, like, a counter where, if you subscribed, it was like, there was like a Social Blade add-on or whatever that I had on the streaming. So if you would subscribe to me while I was in the live stream, you could actually see that go up or down, you know, depending if they're already subscribing, you unsubscribe or whatever. It was a live count of my subscriptions. So that helped me get from, you know, whatever it was, like 50 to 500 or whatever, probably even more. You know, that's when I grew the most on my YouTube channel. Like, I haven't grown much from my content, from people subscribing, you know, and I've made a real effort to ask people to subscribe, to add things in my video asking for subscriptions, to add, like, the end titles at the end, to ask people to subscribe, so I can follow all the tips. So hopefully, eventually, the algorithm will pick up my channels a lot more. People will actually view them, because what a lot of times, and I'm learning to be better at this as I improve my video editing skills. So as I improve them, you know, I'm able to edit videos to retain more viewers, you know, so I'm doing a better job at that now. I just don't have time to produce content as quickly, because obviously before I was doing a lot shittier of a job. People don't pay attention as much as they used to, so I'm trying to, you know, change with the landscape. And, you know, now they have shorts coming out, stories. So I'm trying to, here in the next couple of months, I'm going to try to find a bunch of videos that can fit that, because I guess those are doing really good. And like I took advantage of the first, like, live streaming beta testing or whatever to grow my initial, you know, 1,000, I should use shorts to do the same thing. So right now I'm sitting on a lot of backed up content. I need to catch up, and I have one particular video that I've been stuck on. And, you know, today the stimmy hit. I had called out to work. I didn't feel good. I'm like bloated. You know, I'm like having a hard time shitting just because of the shitty diet. You know, I've gained a lot of weight this weekend. You know, so I called out, you know, I just felt like I didn't feel like working today. Ended up getting the stimulus, you know, early deposited into my account. So I actually ended up paying a bunch of debt that I had accumulated. And at this point, I don't have any more money left, but I paid off a lot of monkeys that were on my shoulders. So it's just, you know, there was this video that hit that had or not a tweet, a, was it a tweet or was it a video? I kind of even forgot where I was going with that, but there was a, like a tweet or an inspirational post or something. And, it was a meme, I guess, like an inspirational meme. And it basically just said, like, you know, or, but it, actually it was a tweet. It was a screenshot of a tweet. I want to be very specific. And it basically, essentially said, money doesn't buy happiness, so stop saying that. But it's the best tool to bring people out of depression or something along those lines. And that's totally true. You know, the best times I've had in my life were when I was doing, you know, nefarious things, making a lot of money. When I was when I had a lot of extra excess money, when I didn't have to worry about how I was going to pay my next mortgage payment, you know, when I, you know, every, as far as I can remember, you know, as long as I have money, even if I don't plan off spending it, just knowing that I have it, just not having to worry, you know, it's been really good these last, couple of years, you know, being able to just walk into the store and getting whatever you want, just off the good choices you've made with your money, the work that you've put in, you know, and not having to go to someone else. And, you know, I kind of shot myself a lot in the foot by using credit cards, you know, when I was younger, and I was getting basically abused by this economical system that screws up a lot of minority employees who don't have any other choice, you know. So right now I feel great, you know, as far as my career goes. I feel like I can go anywhere right now. I have a lot of choices. You know, I have family businesses I can go work for. You know, I have a lot of friends who are in different industries who maybe I can pull in some favors for if shit hits the fan. So I'm in a good position, you know, and I haven't had to miss any work because of COVID. It kind of sucks in a way because, you know, you get all these unemployment benefits and people that seem to be thriving more now that they're unemployed than when they actually had a job. And, you know, I'm happy for them, more power to them. But it seems if you're like an essential worker making minimum wage, you just totally got effed. And I know a lot of my people, a lot of Latinos, Hispanics, black people, you know, a lot of minorities were the ones affected by this. You know, they weren't getting the benefits from, like, the unemployment people. But at the same time, you know, if you're unemployed, you're unemployed, so you might just have been screwed. But I know a lot of people who made more money from unemployment than they would have being employed, you know. So then I could see where someone being unemployed could be like, what the fuck, then why am I working, you know? Why doesn't everyone just get unemployment, you know? But I you know, it's just maybe it falls on the actual businesses to make to give those benefits. But I don't know, it's just a tough subject. But anyways, I've been stopped here at the gas station for like 3 minutes now. Let me make a point. I've liked this podcast so far, so I'd like to keep it going. But yeah, I'm not working today. I feel like I should do a podcast, especially the days I don't work. You know, Sunday and Saturday, that's a different thing. But I should make more of an effort to do these more consistently. And I have been trying, but, you know, sometimes we just miss some weeks. But anyways, I'll be right back. So don't go. I'm just going to run and grab some drinks for the rest of the day. I have a lot of things planned that I want to get done. And I need some juice, something to, you know, help me through the day. So, I'm also going to get gas, you know, get some essentials done. But yeah, be right back. All right, I'm back. Sorry about the delay. get the show back on the road. Sorry, I'm just trying to make sure I get off into the roadway safely. All right. So yeah, what else do I want to talk about? So yeah, there's that video I've been working on for quite some time. You know, this is the video where, if I'm being quite honest with you guys and myself, I'm just really, I let a lot of myself out, you know, out there with this video. And it was the one video where, it's the one video I know if once I post it, there's going to be so much out there for me that, you know, I'm just kind of a little worried, you know, I'm going to have to go in all in or just stop, because there's certain stuff in my videos where if there's someone who doesn't like me, you know, maybe they could try use that ammunition out of context to try to do something. You know, I know how vindictive and how evil people can be. And I don't know, that's just the one thing that has been holding me back a little bit from making content, you know. So if you go back and you look at my history, you'll see that I did a lot of videos where I'm not showing my face, not showing, you know, just, it's just my voice, you know, but I say some stuff that might get some people rattled, you know. And so yeah, I just need to be, because, you know, I sometimes take the persona of a lot of these other YouTubers who hide behind a gimmick or a character, but I'm all up, you know, my heart's on my sleeve, you know. And I can't be, saying the stuff that they say, you know, because, oh man, there's a bad accident here. Holy shit. And this is a shitty location, for reals. I always get nervous. I always wait more than a lot of other people, just because I don't want to get into that situation, you know, when you have a lot of cars that need to turn left. How is that? I don't know if I'm saying it right, but, and then you have, like, a busy intersection, busy businesses, you know, where you have a lot of people going in and out, and they need to get back on the roadway, you know, and then, in order to do that, they have to basically, go into the median, you know, so they're not, waiting, you know, so they can actually get a chance to merge into traffic. And what happens a lot right there in that intersection is that you have two cars, two busy lanes, where one flow of traffic is trying to get into the businesses or into the houses, and the other one is trying to basically get out of those, you know, and get back in traffic. So you get a lot of collisions there, it seems like. So they need to work something out. It's a little too dangerous. I feel every time I need to get back on the road from there, it basically, essentially, you have to be, there has to be no cars in sight. I'm not going to trust anyone, because there's an intersection just up there, up ahead, and those cars zoom through, you know. And what happens is, you're getting out of that business and you get these assholes who get right behind you, you know, and they try to, like, intimidate you to, like, going, you know, try get you going, you know, but they're not the ones that are having to watch out for cars, you know, they're not the ones that are going to be put in danger, you know, and a lot of times, you know, they're thinking that maybe you're being too much of a pussy and you're not going right away, but the real reason is you don't want to get into that situation where you have a dumbass not paying attention coming the other way and you end up in a head-on collision in the median, you know, just because you want to give some asshole, you know, some courtesy, you know, and maybe they're not even being assholes. You know, there has been a couple times where I've gotten beat that, but for the most part, it's probably just in my head, just because it's happened a couple times. And I just kind of assume that people are needing, you know, are being assholes. But anyways, I guess so I can finish off this podcast and what I was talking about before I saw that accident. I've been, you know, kind of depressed over the last couple weeks just because I've been super overwhelmed and busy with work, just stressed out. The guys at my job don't really help with alleviating that, you know. And it's not going to get better anytime soon, but I fixed a lot of things in my personal life that should make things a little bit less stressful and to a certain extent. So, the Jazz lost their last game, you know, to the Golden State Warriors, man. Curry's such a beast. You know, he's the oldest player on the team, 33. He's still carrying them. He's going to be one of the best for a long time to come. And I remember when he was in college, he was so freaking good. You know, he was amazing, man. And he was so good once he got drafted that he even, like, got Jimmer Fredette's thought to go up just because they had very similar collegiate careers. But for one reason or the other, what he did in college supposedly wasn't going to translate to the NBA. But I'm like, dude, he can just score. Like, wow. Like, he would score from all over the court. Like, I could just see it, you know, right away. Like, I think that, you know, these, I guess you could say professionals, you know, quote unquote, a lot of them say, probably overthink things, you know, or maybe they think they know, you know, just like they say about producers, you know, they're not artists themselves. They're not, maybe they've never been on any shows, but they're these, high level executives, you know, big companies, you know, they want to, somehow get credited for something. So they, and Joe Rogan talks about this a lot. So they have their take, you know, they force changes, they edit things out, they edit things in, and just so they could say, hey, that was all me, you know, just so, but they take out the, artist's creativity, you know, it's a lot of ego, I guess, you know, they want to be involved some way, you know, but they just overstep their boundaries. And I think it's the same with these, you know, these scouts, these positions in these multi-billion dollar companies, which is an NBA franchise. And, you know, they have a bias for someone or, you know, sometimes prospect themselves devalues their stock, so they don't play with certain teams, you know, so they go to certain markets. Example, LaMelo would have been great for the Golden State Warriors this year. Did they draft him? No. You know, did the Wolves draft him? No. But they all probably regret it right now. And I don't know what started this conversation, but I'm just going to go ahead and end this podcast. I love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful week. Bye.